This is the Missouri Symphony Orchestra Radio Hour on Classical 90.5 every Tuesday evening in the 6 o'clock hour. It's a broadcast of highlights from the 2016 Hot Summer Nights Music Festival in the run-up to the 2017 festival. It's intermission, time to stand and stretch your legs a little bit. Coming up on intermission, we'll hear from principal trombonist of the Missouri Symphony Orchestra. It's Joshua Bledsoe, and we'll hear his take on Bluebells of Scotland. Up first, an excerpt of my recent interview with tenor Nathaniel Hine. He, along with Lacey Sauter, was one of four of the inaugural class of the Missouri Resident Opera Artist Program of the Missouri Symphony Orchestra.
My name is Nathaniel Hine, and I am a opera singer. I started out singing a little bit in middle school, and I eventually sang a little bit more in high school, started taking some lessons, and I was actually in a rock band for a little while. And eventually I went to college, and I didn't really know what I was going to do and what I wanted, and I joined the men's chorus, and eventually, you know, people, especially the conductor of the men's chorus, was, you know, encouraging me to go into music, and my my father was actually a tenor, and you know, I kept singing my audition arias, and I decided I wanted to take a crack at it, and since then I've had lots of amazing people in my corner that have really encouraged me.
So thinking back into your training, you had voice classes. To be an opera performer, do you also need a certain degree of acting in your training?
Yes. I was very fortunate to, well, at Cleveland Institute of Music, to have classes with David Bamberger, who was a he started the Cleveland Opera, and he taught the opera workshop there. So from everything from speaking to auditions or performing, it was, you know, simple basics of acting and movement on stage that was applicable in so many different situations. So it was... It's really crucial to be an actor as well as a singer, because with instrumentalists, they are able to act with, you know, the music, but with words and movement and singing, all of those tied together are important to have with acting as well.
And your first singing role is while an undergraduate at Bowling Green State University in a production of Orpheus in the Underworld. Nathaniel Hine didn't just have any role, he was the title role. Thinking back now, almost 10 years to that performance, how did it feel to land such a significant role at such an early stage in your career?
Well, I was scared witless. I had no idea what I was doing. Luckily I had some very, very kind fellow singers and fellow teachers and musicians that were literally helping me with the rhythms because I didn't know how to read them.
Well, so it was about a year ago that you got notified that you were one of four artists selected as the inaugural class of the Resident Opera Artist Program here in Columbia and would spend a few weeks with our Missouri Symphony Orchestra. Thinking back, what was that period like for you? How'd you spend your time?
It was such a great experience. Christine Seitz and Kirk Trevor were just so wonderful to work with. I was able to work with people that you know, I had actually met in the past at Indiana University, and just getting such a wonderful role as Eisenstein under my belt was just, it was such a joy. You know, the whole thing is about a party, and the whole time felt like, obviously we were working, but it felt like a party. It felt like a joy. It was really great.
There may be some young singers that are hearing your voice this evening. Do you have any advice to someone who thinks they may have a future as a singer or as an opera performer?
Find what you love in it. Do you love singing? And whether that comes to mean that you want to pursue it professionally or in a choir or in any avenue, in a band or anything like that, I would say enjoy it and don't be afraid of your voice. Don't be afraid to show what you have.
That's tenor Nathaniel Hine. He showed us what he had last summer as one of the four in the inaugural class of the resident opera artists here in Columbia, part of the Missouri Symphony Orchestra's Hot Summer Nights Music Festival. Thank you so much for making the time on relatively short notice to visit with me.
Sure thing, no problem.